Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who actually care for our wildlife as they go through their daily chores, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Somebody once said, don't you love it when a plan comes together? Well, guess what? After a couple years of discussion, planning, and hard work by Lisa Richardson, Executive Director for the South Dakota Corn Growers, Matt Morlock, Pheasants Forever Assistant Director for South Dakota, that plan is in place. As Matt puts it, our two organizations are on the same path. Same focus and same vision, it will have big implications for our state in the long run. This project is designed to restore vegetation to unproductive soil that has high saline or sodic content and in turn establish habitat for pheasants and other wildlife. Very importantly, those two organizations pledged $100,000 each to make it happen. The program, which will take effect in late summer or early fall, will offer a one-time payment of $150 per acre plus a free seed mixer while the farmer is responsible to plant the affected acres. There's no minimum size for a tract of land to be enrolled, but the maximum per site is 160 acres, and the contract will be in effect for 5 years. This is a hugely important undertaking because the NRCS tells us South Dakota has 2 million acres impacted by saline sodic soils and an additional 10 million acres categorized as threatened. I should add that landowners who take part in the program will retain the ability to either hay or graze the site between July 15th and March 1st, because that's when the pheasants will be done nesting. Steve Massett, a corn grower director who farms in Redfield country, tells me he's participated with about 40 acres, and as he puts it, it's a really good program. Steve adds, it's a case of somebody caring about us and the land, and it makes sense. It's farmer-friendly, and it's hunter-friendly. The old stock carriers guy who loves pheasant season would add, thanks, Steve, it gets no better than that. If you'd like more information, including the counties involved, just go to sdcorn.org or contact Matt Morlock at Pheasants Forever in Brookings, South Dakota. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, be safe in your work today, and thanks for what you do.